Start off with Jody Jackson.
Hey, Tori, just a question. You guys have seen Peralta, obviously, before. What do you think is the key to disrupting him a little bit in this game?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're talking about an attack plan right now. I know he threw the ball well against us, and they've got some good starting pitching. So I think the key is to, once again, just look for the pitch that we know we can handle, get ready to do some damage on it, make sure that if we are making some adjustments that we're not swinging at pitches that we're not looking for, and then drive up his pitch count and, you know, see if we can get into a bullpen. And we know that he's a tough customer and he's throwing the ball well. And they're built around strong starting pitching. So we've got to go out and have a good game plan and execute. And that's really the bottom line for me.
Zach Buchanan.
Hey, before Zach asks this question, Tori, can you see Zach? Can you see a picture of Zach?
No, I only see a few people. I don't see everybody.
Oh, okay.
And once in a while when you talk, the screen can pop up. Let me see. Can you get see what Zach looks like?
Maybe if I talk, he'll see me.
He's at the bottom, out of the middle.
Yeah, I guess the sun never sets on a badass, huh? Yeah.
Well, this like badass it. Would like to know how all those live ABs and bullpens went today.
Yeah, I love it. All right. I'm guessing those are prescription glasses. The only ones you have and you can't see unless, right? I got you. Yeah, so Widener was 2-36, threw the ball real well. And, you know, it was all pitches. Super excited about that. Bukauskas was 1-23 and threw the ball real well. Heard you was there and gave me a bird's eye view of it and said that both guys were very, very impressive. Cole had 5 live ABs, no base running, so he just stayed up there and took his ABs. And then I got a chance to see Cole here at the stadium, and he was running his bases and looked really, really good. So I was pleasantly surprised by what I saw with him digging in and you know, good, positive, strong rounds, turns around each base, being able to put the brakes on. So, you know, the next steps are to get him into a live AB situation and have him run the bases and try to initiate some outfield play. I know I've been asked a question if he was going to need some rehab games. Yes, that I think that's definitely going to be in the cards for us, but we're not there yet. I think that'll be the last step, and we're approaching those last steps here, and everything seems to be going very, very well. Bumped through his bullpen yesterday. I mentioned that and felt good today. I had a throwing program. Clipper threw a 25 pitch bullpen, and from what I heard from Hergy, looked very good as well.
Evan Thompson.
Hi, Tori. We know Josh Hader is human and he's not invincible, but he is lights out. So when you face an opponent whose closer is that close to automatic, does it ever make the game feel like you need to get it done in 8?
Yeah, you know, I have a strategy for every game, depending on who we're playing, who's available. You know, we pick up on the type of usage that, you know, well, teams will show us, and we have to be situationally aware of our opposition. And we're very respectful of who he is and what he can do. And sometimes you do have to shorten the game and the race changes a little bit, but we can't make plans for what's going to happen at this point in time around our opposition. We got to take care of what we can take care of. You've seen what we've been walking through, and things have been challenged. We've been challenged here. I guess the best way I could put it is to get out in front and let's not see him for the next couple of days. And like I said, we're respectful of him, but we're not going to back down from anybody. If we get to that point in the game, we're going to give it our best shot.
Steve Gilbert.
How was the mood today in the clubhouse, story coming in fresh off a victory?
Yeah, a lot of smiles, a lot of much different attitude. And look, we've been wearing this, man. Like I said yesterday, you guys have no idea what we've been going through every single day. And you guys are here every day, and I know that you guys are fans too, and you guys have been feeling it. And to our fans across the valley, we have appreciated your support, and we know that you guys are dying out there too. But you just have no idea how
it's
tough.
Okay. My daughter gets scared of it.
And,
it's all right.
And we are, and we're in a good headspace today, but we're onward. We're moving into today, expecting to win a baseball game. We got a good feeling from last night. We all slept good, I'm sure. But we got business to take care of tonight at 6:40.
Big DeCoro.
Tori, sorry if you said this and I missed it. I was getting settled. Did you say you said bump through his pen? But what's the next step for him?
I think it would either be a pen or some live. I don't know. We just got to get him through these next couple of days and make sure that he's asymptomatic. So there is no next step. We haven't determined that yet.
Do you feel like he's going to be on a similar schedule to Gallen in that? I mean, he was down for 2-3 weeks. It could potentially mean a relatively quick return, just like it was for Zach.
I'm not sure about that answer right now. We gotta just make sure that he's feeling good. So I don't know. I don't know. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Jack Summers.
Eduardo's not in the lineup again today. Can you give us any update of how he's feeling? Is he still available off the bench? And when do you think he'll probably be back in the lineup?
Yeah, available off the bench. He's progressing. He feels good. And we about had a wrestling match in the weight room because he wanted to play. And I told him it's non-negotiable right now at this point to be in the starting lineup. But we'll get him off the bench. Medical team is obviously going to be handling this one up to a certain point. And when they tell me it's go time, he's going to find himself in the lineup. But I think the progression is to get him off the bench and then have him enter the game for a couple of innings, see how he feels in the next day. So rest is obviously the most important thing for this type of injury. And, you know, because of the slightness of it, we feel like each day that we can keep him off of his feet, we'll be one day closer to get back on the field full time.
Tori, along those lines, does it kind of behoove you guys to get him into a game at some point today, just so you know whether, you know, how he comes off of it? And I think tomorrow's the last day you can retroactively put him on the IL, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's an IL situation. That's my gut feel, just to be totally transparent. I think he's in a very good spot. And considering what he's been going through, I'm not saying very good spot, I mean he's in the starting lineup and playing on the infield. But yeah, I don't think we're worried about a retro situation. We're just mostly worried about Eduardo and giving him a chance to get back on his feet and get out there at full strength. Eduardo's got one gear, and we all know what that is, and that's full speed ahead, and he's going to plow, and he's going to fight through any aches and pains. And really, that's what this is. But we want to eliminate that totally and see if we can get him asymptomatic before we get him on the field. And like I said, the medical team will let me know when that happens.
Evan Thompson.
Hey, Tori, I see you wearing your son's shirt there. I wanted to know if you wanted to say anything about it.
Yeah, so proud of what's going on across the street here. I told Monty that we're gonna try and spread out the love as much as we possibly can and support him and his guys. And I think we're gonna dress up in Suns gear on our way into San Diego on Thursday. So you know, we follow what's going on. I know that I've told you that I'm a big fan of every other sports team across the valley here. And you know, this is no different. We're super proud of what they're doing across the street, and we're anxiously awaiting game two, and we want to see how it turns out.
Tori, has the schedule ever allowed you to like watch much of a game during the playoffs, or is it always kind of butted up against when you guys are playing?
Yeah, unfortunately, no. There's been a couple of times where I've been able to rush in and watch them play on TV. I definitely want to get over there and support them if I can. It just hasn't lined up that way. But we're watching. Trust me, we're all watching, and we're fans too.
Okay. Anything else for Tori? All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tori.